Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The year was 1963, and I was a first grader in New York City. Suzanne Johnson Cook, U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, said on the 50th anniversary of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s March on Washington. The country was electrified. Buses were being chartered by the hundreds, and they came, hundreds of thousands of people from across the country. My grandmother and I watched on television as my parents and neighbors headed to the march in Washington, D.C., she recalled. Even on black and white TV, it was clear the atmosphere was charged. Meanwhile, like many of my peers, I was attending Freedom School in the basement of the local church, learning Dr. King's principles of nonviolence. His teachings continued when, on Human Rights Day 1965, I listened on at Hunter College as Dr. King proclaimed, "We are in an era in which the issue of human rights is the central question confronting all nations," Ambassador Cook said. "That issue remains vital 50 years on, and in it I found my life's work and passion." Following that speech, I asked Mrs. King for her address and wrote her a letter about how the encounter affected me, Ambassador Cook said. Mrs. King's handwritten reply showed me that leaders can also be personable. Fast forward 10 years, and I'd become Mrs. King's other daughter, best friend to their eldest, Yolanda, with whom I went on to teach nonviolent techniques throughout West Africa in 1981. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the historic event that continues to galvanize generation after generation in the pursuit of equality for all mankind, she continued. As Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, appointed by the first African-American President of the United States, I have the tremendous honor of continuing and living the dream of helping people claim their inalienable rights in every nation across the globe.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.